Chofetz Chaim in Shmiras HaLashon Shara Tvuna Perek Yud Gam Zeh Mi'inin Midas HaBitochen. Up until now I was discussing how a person should bear in mind that there's no way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interested in him cheating the system or going compromising his Avodas Hashem for his Parnasa, because it can't be that you're going to gain by doing something connected to the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it can't be, even more so, it can't be that you're going to lose by doing the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if this is what the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants you to do, so then, whether it's the Kviyas Itim Latero, or it's the Tzedakah, whatever it is that you've decided is your Avodas Hashem, then not to compromise that at all costs. Just this morning, I was learning with somebody, Chavis Lavavis, Shara Bitochen, and he almost discussed this issue. In the Psicha, he says, one of the big tayelas of a bitachon and Kadosh Baruch Hu is that Shabbatech Malachim Mevius of Bitchon Hashem Shlo Yilav Yavel Lizulasa. Leitles Tekvas Rebanosh Nitzapalas Bnei Adam. Without this, Mutelim Zechim Beinei. A person who is bitachon and Kadosh Baruch Hu does not rely on other people. And a lot of times, a person he says Leiyachnif Lehem Leiyaskin Ladaitim Advarim Nugadim Lavedus Elakim. Sometimes a person works with somebody and he tries to kiss up to them. He tries to be on the good side. He tries to do things. He'll smooth things over, even if it doesn't really deserve to be smoothed over. Yachnif lahem, he says, Yaskim adaitim advar menugan lamaydus alakim. He sees his boss is doing something which maybe is not 100% straight, or clearly not 100% straight, and he doesn't want to say anything, and he tells him it's okay, and v'chulu, everybody does it, and he says, v'layifachin mehem pen yasu leira, v'layir mehem im yaribi utay. He says that you shouldn't be worried about them, to fight with such people, if they're doing something which is connected to Avodas Hashem. Don't worry about it, Bechlal, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, you're working for the Rebbeinu Shelanu. If you're Baitech and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you're not worried about what's going to happen. You're doing what's right, then it can't be that you're going to lose out. Now, this is flies in the face of much of what people do in a business. They're always trying to look to grow and always trying to look to climb the ladder of success, and therefore they're willing to compromise certain things, they're willing to say certain things to their boss, or not say certain things to their boss, or to whoever it is that they need a teva from, because they're scared that it's going to affect them negatively. But etzem, this is the same thing that Chofetz Chaim is saying. If you're doing something that's Avodas Hashem, and it's clear it's Avodas Hashem, maybe you should ask a question first if it's Avodas Hashem. But if it's clear that it's what the Rebbeinu Shlom wants, then that's what a person should be doing. What's going to be with this parnasa? Don't worry about your parnasa. Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's no way that you're going to lose out because of your parnasa, because you're doing something which is for Avodas Hashem. The Chofetz Chaim continues and he says, "Gam zeh minin midas habitachon ve'emes kasher nizboinen ha'adam tzarich lizboishesh likolim eich lo yiftach ba'Hashem." This is fascinating. Says the Chofetz Chaim, a person has to be embarrassed and has to be mortified. How could it be that he's not partaking in Kadosh Baruch Hu? It says, I'll preface my words with that which was Masber. It says, "Bibotech and Kodesh Baruch Hu Adiyad." Biartei Loshen Adiyad. What Adiyad means forever, always. Balahir Islanu. He says, coming to tell us, "Sheaf is manenu shanu rein ktsas ester ponim veina and hoga gluy kmo shayisim bekaidim zman abayis." Why there's an imtzu kam akoyfer more than Hashem Kodesh Baruch Hu afapikin yiftu b'Hashem. Even though it's not clear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one that's running the show. It's not like in the Zman HaBayis, they saw Nisim, clear Nisim, everything was clear that it came from the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there was much less mocking for, it says that the Bayis Rishon, Fatu Bayis Rishon, even though they were over in Gimel Chamuris, but they were B'Techa and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there was that level of B'Techa because there was there was no Hester upon him. Everything was Goli. Bizmanenu, we don't see the same horror as funny from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything's bad. There looks kilo as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not running the show anymore. It says, so Adiyad is going to tell you, even at the time that it looks like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not the one that's pulling the strings, nevertheless, we'll be taking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he gives a mashal. Mashal ma'al davar deimah. L'melech achot shayal kama meyes medinas in ragas mechus barev oiz v'hadur. There's a king, Achashverish, the mashal. He was a king for 127 medinas, hundreds of medinas, he says. And he ruled with much grandeur and pomp. Mamish Shahili Day Panis Daila Farnis the Homokamis Mashatal Khalasan Vabamunim Shah the Brave Kavaros. He had plenty of money to spend, Shlomo Melech Bashaitai, to give everybody that worked for him a very nice salary. And in one country, some far-flung country, they have a few people that they were murdered against the Melech. They didn't like something that he did, and that's it. They were murdered against the Melech. The king heard about it. And when they sat down to judge these people who were rebelling against the king, and over the course of that, whatever it was, the week of judgment, he went one morning and he was walking in his orchard and he hears this beautiful bird singing mamish beautifully, and he says, and he told one of his servants, one of the people that worked for him, he says, grab it now and stick it into my palace. I want it. So that he should enjoy his singing. And that's what the guy did. And on the way to the palace, the king, the bird started chirping such beautiful songs. And one of the fools there said, he's speaking to the bird and he says, beautiful bird, he says, I have such a desire to hear your beautiful singing. And but I feel so terrible. Where are you going to get food from? There's people that are rebelling against the king. What's going to be? What's going to be with the king? You're going to be able to, he's going to be able to support you, my dear bird? So the king is taking you into to his palace, but who knows if he's going to have money to support you? There's people that are rebelling against him. And the king's servant says to him, and he says, "Hoi soch lepesti, fool." He says, "V'chi melech shumayshal kama meyas medinas v'yitzaris rabis blishir." You think that because there's two or three people that are rebelling against the king in some far-flung country, so now all of a sudden the bird that's coming is going to have to worry about the little bit of sesame seeds that he's going to get from the king, that he's not going to be able to do it. But it is, this is a king who owns billions, trillions. He owns countries. And you're worried about a few dollars? That's what you're worried about? That's what, because there's a few people there that are being murdered against him. Says, continues the Chafetz Chaim, he says, "Kein adavar mamash ben yoneinu, b'kal v'chomer elef alofim kishinis boi nenetiv." He says, when we think about it, it's a kal v'chomer ben b'nei shekal v'chomer times a million. When we think about the Rebbeinu Shalem. V'hu shekadosh baruch hu baris ha'olam hazeh shu olam hagashmi v'olam elyon. Kadosh baruch hu created the physical world and the olam elyon which is above it. Yadu shebo'olam elyon nechlonu olam yisharbe kemat ein shir. There's so many olamos above our olam. Kmat in shir. Ach b'derech klal nechshavim by gimel olamos. We know that there's really arba olamos. There's the olam ha'asiya, and on top of that, he says we have another three. Echad olam yitziro, v'olam ha'malachim, v'olav olam ha'briyo, v'akulam olam ha'atzilus. Because atzilus, briyo, yitziro, and asiya. Sheshamu atzilus katri yizbarach. Kmo yishamur chazal shalze omer akosef says kol anikri b'shmi v'olam ha'atzilus lechvayd berasi v'olam ha'briyo. That means Agav, just totally by Maimar Musgar, the Nevesh HaChaim says that's Pashup Shad in Yesh Meir Abba Mavarach. We say Yesh Meir Abba Mavarach, La'olam Ula Ome Omael. What does it mean, La'olam Ula Ome Omael? It's four Lashonis of Olamis. La'olam, Olmeis, Rabim, Omael. So he says that it's referring to the Arba Ilamis of Abiyo, Aleph Beis Yud Ayin, Atzilus, Briyo, Yitziro, Asiyo. Says that's the Olam is Atzilus, Olmei is Briyo, Yitziro, Olmayo is Asiyo. So that's the Pashup Shat in the Yesh Meirabah. That means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shefa is coming down and is being Nizbarech throughout all the Ilamis. Now, Yidua Sherelam Azevach Hoga Galef, Hukain Vefes Negar Olam Yitziro. He says that our world with all the galaxies are minuscule and almost nil compared to the Olam Yetzirah. Now, if a person realizes just how big our world is, it's mind-boggling. It's really, there's no way that we could really comprehend it. We don't even know how big it is. But they know that it's billions, hundreds of billions of light years away, is the farthest stars. You know what a light year is? Who did you see? One light year. A light year is if you're traveling at the speed of light, thousands of miles an hour, and you're traveling for a year. That's one light year. This is billions of light years away. They have stars that are billions of light years away, and that's in our. That means you're traveling at the speed of sound, which is thousands of miles an hour, and you're traveling for something like 27,000. And you're traveling for billions of years, you're still not going to get to the farthest stars. That's Olam Ha'asiyah. That's our Olam Gashmi. Now, that's all Ka'ayin Vefes, he says, Kineged Olam Ruchni, which is Olam Ha'asiyah, which is Olam Yetzir, which is above that. B'chol katnim tzor malachim, kish b'kitas malachim harbi erin shir. There's tremendous amount of malachim, b'chol katnim tzor malachim, k'mat ein mispar. And in every group, there's malachim ein mispar. K'mar shekosiv, elef alfim yishamashunei, v'riba rivvin kadmu yikuman. It says in Daniel, in Aramaic, that there's elef alfin, millions that are meshamash HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'riboy rivivon, ten thousands, billions, kadmo yekumen, that are standing in front of him. V'amru chazal b'chagigah shekol zeh b'katachas. All those malachim are in just one kat. But the kites in mispar. And how many kites are there? There's an infinite amount. K'mo shamar kosta, yesh mispar l'gedudov. Says, is there, can you count the amount of groups of malachim there are? Visa betonet be'eliyahu perek lamed aleph she'arba me'as v'tishim v'shisho alafim rivavois malchei yeshores makdishin shemayi shakadosh baruch hu tamid. There's 496,000, 10,000 malachim that are makadosh kadosh baruch hu at all times. Mitzias lecham v'atshkiyal sarim makadosh kadosh kadosh mishkiyas lecham v'atshkiyal sarim baruch hu. From the entire night, the entire day saying kadosh kadosh, the entire night saying baruch kavod. We do as shekol abruim afakavoyish abekavoyim kulin trichim l'ashpasa shakadosh baruch hu. Entire anything which is existent in this Bria or in any of the other Olamis, all needs to be, have Shefa from the Ribbono Shel Olam at all times. K'mo shekasav v'ata asisi, v'ata mechayes kulam. Ach ein hashpoes mazoinim k'mo yishalonu, shu mazin ruchni v'dak. K'mo shekasav v'ata asisi, lechem abir machalish, shu mechazal shizoy malach ha'sher sh'oichlem ba. Certainly the malachim don't have the same food that we have, but nevertheless they get all the Shefa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means there's trillions and billions of light years full of creatures and creations that the Kadosh Baruch Hu made that are all getting their Shefa continuously at all times of day from the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'nei she'idu v'nei as HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These few people that are married against the Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's only in this world that there's ki'ilu migareh from the cover of Kadosh Baruch Hu. But in the worlds above, no one is misyachas to human beings up above. K'mo shomer kosov, v'tzva shemayim l'chomesh da'achavim, v'nem arisis Hashem yoshev al kisei v'al t'chol tzva shemayim, v'imir alavim minu mismolim. Tzrafam oim d'mimala, you have malachim all over the place, t'kor ezel zevi omar, v'avur zenikra kadosh baruch hu b'shim tzvokris, k'mo shomer forzim chal atero. Because there's tzvokris, there's legions of malachim all around him. V'kashir nizboinu neitiv nir be'emes. Ki oilam hazeh hu einenu afilu ki gargur chardu negar oilam yitza al yoinim kulam. Our world is like one piece of mustard seed. Can I get all the ilamis? Hilomis harbi yesh lamayla. There's tremendous amount of ilamis lamayla. Ve'ein nechshevet chasashol meridasim lemu'uma. These people that are murdered against the Kadosh Baruch Hu in this world, compared to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, is, it's funny, somebody just wrote a saying, actually used to be in the Chabura. Harav Uri Strum. Used to be in the Chabura a few years back, if somebody knows him. He writes a weekly Dvar Torah. He actually put out a book recently, Ready, Set, Grow. You can find it in next to Mir's farm store. And he writes a weekly Dvar Torah. Last week he was talking about that there was a person, Felix Baumgarten, I think was his name, that he broke a world record. He jumped, a free fall jump, from 24 miles high, and maybe in a small capsule of some sort, and he broke the sound barrier from a free fall. He got shot up in a capsule, 24 miles above Earth, by the way, a plane at its highest height is about 10,000 feet, which is 2 miles. This is 24 miles high. And he jumped out. So right before he jumped, he looked down and he said, I wish I can show you all what I see to appreciate just how small you really are. 24 miles up, looking down at the world, and looking down and everything, that's 24 miles. We're not talking about billions of light years away. We're talking about, we're so infinitesimally small, it's crazy, compared to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And we're worried about a little bit of money? It's like small fries for the Ribbono Shel Olam. From all the Olamas, we have a group of people called Klal Yisrael that are Chovivtim, and he loves our voice, like the king loved the voice of the bird. How could we not be embarrassed for not being Baitech and Kadosh Baruch Hu, who is Mechayah Kol Olamos? All the Olamos, everything that's going on, everything that you know about, is all constant Shefa from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And you're worried about how you're going to pay your mortgage? You're worried about how you're going to pay... Maybe we don't deserve it. What do you mean? Maybe we don't deserve it. And you deserve everything else that you get from the Ribbono Shel Olam. You deserve the Brios that you get, and you deserve the food that you've been getting the entire Zuvar Kol Nishim Nishima. This is the story of Beli Olapian, that there was a Bachar Nishim, he wanted to go to college. Why are you going to college? So he says, I have to make up another. So what do you have to make up for nothing? You need money? He says, well, Bezat Hashem, I'm going to get married. And who says you're going to get married? So he says, Bezat Hashem, I'll get married. What do you mean? So he says, okay, well, how much ready money do you need if you're going to get married? He says, Bezat Hashem, I'm going to have kids. And so he says, who says you're going to have kids? He says, Bezat Hashem, I'll have kids. What's this? He says, and who says that you're going to raise them? You're going to have... He says, Rebbe, why so dismal today? My goodness, what? He says, I don't understand. But as is Hashem, they're going to get married. But as is Hashem, they're going to have kids. But as is Hashem, you're able to raise. But as is Hashem, everything's based on Hashem. Also comes to Parnassah, there's no based on Hashem anymore. What happened? What happened to as is Hashem? To Parnassah. Not that a person has to do Hashtadlis. Hashtadlis for everything. Hashtadlis for Brius also, and Hashtadlis for everything else that it watch. But if a person would have that same Akara, what's the difference between it? There is a Klala, and there is a Hashtadlis that Klala was said with regard to Hashtadlis of Parnassah. There's for sure a difference. But the yisurid of the difference is in people's minds is that Brius, a person doesn't have a say in whether or not he's going to be bari. It's in v'pachim. But Rachman al-Tzan, all the thousands of possibilities of things that could chas v'shalom go wrong, a person doesn't really have a say in it. A person doesn't really, whether or not he's going to have children, whether or not the lady's going to want to marry him, that's when a person doesn't have a say in it. So you have to be zemuch and kadosh baruch hu. But this, I have a say. Depends how much you work, depends what college you go to, depends what. A, B, C, D. B'chol ha-malachin shenitzon, ribi ribis, b'chol kat v'kat, v'l'erit chas v'sholom, af malach echon malachim alo, me'izbar ha-kadosh baruch ha-tzei lo mizkulom, le'idea she'chos lo'im atu ha-shpol. We never got any regards from the Olam HaHelyonis, from any of the malachim, that, oh, today I didn't have food. Today there was no food for us. So just be careful. Who knows what's going to be. V'yadu ha-sheish malachim shemidasim kama alfei parsois. And there's malachim that are thousands of parsois. A parsa is 4 mil, which is about 3 miles. A parsa. So we have thousands of parsois. Kama shemar chazal b'chulin shegavriel midas beiz alafim parsois. Mash kasa b'daniel. Kshrotz malach v'yotzer kishtar shishviyam tashi midas beiz alafim parsois. V'yesh malachim shegavoyim har b'yotzer. Kama shemar chazal amir lovas handlaufin shu gavoy atafkuv shono. Yesu mechaverev. This malach is a 500 years taller than his chaverev. And a person can walk. Malach adamayin in a yud parsois b'yoyim. Tzeve chashoyiv. A person can walk 10 parsois in a day. That means in a year, he could walk 3,650 parsois times 500. Just realize how much bigger this malach is than the rest of his friends. What we're talking about over here. V'adam ha'katan hazeh, this tiny little minuscule person, asher af kigargar chardol enechshev lemulam, is not even like a minuscule piece of sand. Kenegadem echi yemetzav v'doyik tamen b'anti ha'panasas me'an yav yezos. Ezri, he's worried about where he's going to get his next meal from. And if we think about it a little bit, we'll realize that the tmiya on us that we're worried about this is so much greater than the tmiya of that fool about the bird, where he's going to get his parnasa from. The proportion is so much greater between the difference between us and the Ribbono Shel Olam than the bird and the king. We must chazik to do what we could, to do the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The prince is not worried that maybe he's not going to have food tomorrow. Ivan, maybe he did something wrong. Maybe he got his friend and father angry. He's still not worried. If we're really with Echad Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're really misbinding it. But it takes his brightness. It doesn't just happen. It takes his brightness. A person who realizes that it's small fries, whatever it is we're talking about, a small fries for Ribbono Shel Olam. Actually, if you think about it, it helps for Anivus and all the foolish machleksim that people have compared to you arguing over a parking space. That's what you're arguing over. We're talking about, imagine you're looking down from the top and you don't even see you. Like, if anybody's ever on the Empire State Building, looking down at the tiny little smumish, it's much, much smaller than Playmobil people. It's like tiny infants, and you see two people arguing about a parking spot. Like, that's what you're arguing about, please. All these different things. The person is makir, who the Ribbono Shel Olam is. Obeys Hashem, be able to be b'teach ben him, and la yechzer mazer nekol yomav.